if you remember, you made it on to Cape Canaveral. You have found the hangar where they pack the satellite that they're actually launching into space. And they put it on the top of the top module of the rocket, and then they'll transport that rocket to the tip to Florida, where they're going to launch the rocket and put the thing into space. So it's three communication satellites for various things, companies that do various things. I've forgotten. I'm sure it's written down somewhere. At least two of the satellites had an altered motherboard. And right about the time you were discovering this, the security guards of the base came in. There was a fight. Did you fight some Cobra guys? Who were you fighting?
The guards.
Yeah, we already beat them. One of the guys was interrogated, bit down on Sinai tablet.
Right. But where do we cut off? I know I cliffhangered it on something. I thought the gate guards were coming in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. So, if memory serves.
We really are the dark ops of G.I. Joe, aren't we? Willing to lie, do whatever we need to do.
We're about to find out.
Hey, just for clarification, this is NASA.
Yep.
Which is no longer a government facility. So this is just like rent-a-cops, right?
NASA is no longer a government agency?
No, NASA's private sector.
I think they're not military, but I thought they were still military. Or, I'm sorry, they're non-military, but I thought they were still government. I could be wrong.
I believe it went private sector.
Who bought it? I'm just thinking someone has to buy it for it to be private, right?
According to the NASA website, they are a U.S. government agency responsible for science and technology related to air and space.
Okay.
They subcontract out to a lot of private companies that can make rockets and stuff cheaper. But
yeah, just like the National Security Agency.
Okay.
So these are not rent-a-cops. They're army. You beat up a few guys that are probably Cobra. The one guy you were interrogating bit down on a cyanide capsule and killed himself. So there's a dead body in the office that you're going to have to explain.
Well, the cyanide will do that for us.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could have given them the cyanide.
Yeah. Well, there's the couple hours it's going to take for them to figure out that it's cyanide, and it probably wasn't actually you.
I don't know. Kill them all. Let God decide. Oh, wait. This isn't Dell's. This is Thorn.
That's normally my attitude, but some of these are basically civilians.
Yeah. I forgot that Dell's isn't here.
So how far does our G.I. Joe government credentials go?
Well, to the everyday rank and file, probably not very far, because you're, in theory, a secretive organization. So, you know, the privates and the gate sergeants probably are unaware of your existence.
Okay.
Most stuff can be cleared up with a couple of phone calls, but there's still the inconvenience of having to be stopped just in case you're a dirty terrorist.
Right.
This is Zartan, and you're listening to The Adventure Continues.
Yo, Joe!
We'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe, American hero. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe against Cobra, the enemy, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air.
G.I. Joe! G.I. Joe is there!
G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose? To defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare.
G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
This is G.I. Joe, a real American hero. The adventure continues. This is a bi-weekly G.I. Joe role-playing game where a group of Joes is continuing the never-ending battle against Cobra. Set 40 years after the organization of the original G.I. Joe group, we find a new group of Joes going up against the evil forces of Cobra. Join us on this mission as these Joes risk life and limb to stop the terrorist organization known as Cobra!
I will walk over security guards that are coming in the door.
Okay. The walk takes a hot second because you're a little far away. It's a big hangar.
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you give me a culture, deception,
It'll be deception. What am I looking?
Giving you a chance to read their intent, I guess.
23.
Yeah. So there are three gate guys. No, you brought one in with you. So there's two left. The sergeant guy and Corporal Stevens, number two. Sergeant guy is taking a very hostile, concerning kind of body language attitude.
Okay. So it's him and it's two others. And do they have their guns up or just their guns out? Or
they are out. They're not up.
Okay. Then I will just move into his path.
And he stops up just short and just starts tearing into you. What the hell is going on here? We're gunfire and other stuff.
Sergeant, I believe you're in the wrong facility.
Excuse me?
You heard me, sir. I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to pull rank on you. As a member of the... What am I going to go with here? DIA, as a lieutenant, I outrank you. I'm going to have to ask you to leave, sir. You are currently potentially breaking some very high-level, top-secret, eyes-only protocols here. There are, these satellites are still open. You cannot be in here, sir, nor can your assistants.
If you use culture, I'll give you an upshift, but you can use deception if you'd like.
Oh, I'll use deception all day. And this will be an attack on his cleverness.
Oh, there you go. All right.
28.
Yeah, that hits him.
Loses 2 points of cleverness.
Oh, geez. Okay. So he just kind of goes,
It doesn't say two, but basically it's one additional damage when making an attack against his cleverness defense.
Okay.
So I don't know what that really translates to. Maybe it's just 1 point of damage, as it were. But yeah, I'm basically trying to talk around him.
Yeah, and it's working. You hit his cleverness. I'm pretty sure all of the hits take damage off his hit points, and then he's defeated if you get him down to zero kind of deal.
Okay.
So, yeah, that does 2 points of damage. So he's flabbergasted. He was all set to just, like, rip you apart and arrest you and maybe rough you up in the back of the car kind of deal. And now he's like, well, maybe he does outrank me.
And now I will... That's with him. Why don't we go ahead and get you out of here before anybody complains? You haven't seen anything yet, I'm sure. We're halfway across this hangar, and it's a large hangar, so no harm, no foul. So if you'll just wait outside, everything will be just fine. There were no gunshots in here. You might want to check in with maybe one of the other buildings that are nearby. I don't know. But everything's fine in here, as you can see.
I feel like I've heard that speech before. Did you ask him how he was?
No.
Yeah. Solo joke.
Another deception roll, sir?
Yeah, let's do one more. Let's see if he kind of agrees with your turning him around.
I'm going to use a story because I rolled one on my 20. That's going to put me at a 17.
I am just making sure that you can use a story point to reroll one. Yeah, okay. You can. Very first thing. Okay, so you turn him around. And the guard that you brought in with you kind of gives everyone an evil eye, and he takes a few steps back with trying to keep an eye on everybody. But eventually he turns around and follows the sergeant.
I'll walk him to the door.
Okay. Spinning a wondrous line of bullshit the entire way.
Yes, sir. That's what I do.
Yeah. Quite expected to go quite so smoothly.
And I didn't crit on any of those rolls.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been worse. Could have had a sniper that just blew everybody's head off.
Right? I mean, how awful would have that been for the GM?
Terrible players.
Eric, is there an inside lock on this door?
Yes, of course there is.
I lock it.
Okay. So.
I don't wait for him to leave the door. I lock it right after that door shuts.
Okay.
Loud enough that he might hear it.
All right. So he's going to stand there embarrassed for a moment and probably chew out the private on the way back to the gate, and I'm sure there's probably going to be a phone call involved because he's got to double check some regulations.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that bought you probably 6 or 7 minutes of peace. And then that just depends on his roles kind of off camera. So what are the rest of you doing while Greystone is spinning his wheels?
I'm still over. I guess I'm just leaving the room, right, where Senior Cyanide's dead?
Mm-hmm.
You can essentially be wherever you'd like.
Okay. I'll be over talking with the guys who are currently, hopefully, finding the modules and satellites. I'm a moron when it comes to technology, but you guys can put my hands to use. How can I help you guys?
I want to search, what do you call him, Senor Cyanide?
Yeah, got his name.
Are you searching for something specific, or are you just like looting the body?
Looting the body. No, I'm just seeing what he has, if he has anything suspicious on him or anything that...
Tattoos?
Any tattoos or any other equipment or any like IDs or anything that he shouldn't have, anything that would expose him as being not who he is.
Okay. So the catch-all for all of that stuff, or all of those specific searches, would be culture, because he would be an army guy, so he'd be under army regulations as far as what tattoos he has and where they can be and what IDs he's required to carry with him. So that would be the role you'd have to do to spot everything if you want to concentrate on one or two things, because you either don't have culture or it sucks. You would have to pick another role, kind of narrow the search down to something else.
Well, I'm looking for anything Cobra. It points him towards being a Cobra or anything really Cobra related. He might have anything that, because we're pretty sure he's Cobra, but I mean anything that seems Cobra-esque on him.
Yeah, well, that's kind of gets me back to the same thing, because it's not so much, you know, if he's undercover, he's not going to have a Cobra logo anywhere.
Right.
So you would have to, you're looking for stuff that he's not supposed to have.
Okay, so what about a specialization in investigation?
What's the specialization?
Investigation.
Oh, well, it's a specialization of what skill? Remind me.
Alertness.
Okay. Yeah, I'd give you that with a downshift.
Okay.
Well, I got a 13 on my culture check.
Okay. I just do a quick cursory search. He's got a couple of tattoos that might indicate some sort of extremist organization, but it's definitely not Cobra.
I want to take a picture of them and send them to Boogaloo and to find out if that's got any relation or any, if there's any ties to Cobra or anything like that.
Okay. I'll take him a minute or two to run down.
Yeah.
I got a 15 on my investigation.
Yeah, basically the same thing. And he's got one or two tattoos that might be concerning, but he doesn't have any extra or different technology. All of his firearms are regulation, you know, nothing that screams, I'm a secret Cobra spy.
Okay.
Remind us, didn't Boogaloo come back with information about the guy having extra money in his bank account?
Pretty sure that was a sergeant.
That was a sergeant?
Okay. I think so. Okay. So,
I didn't know that was a sergeant. I thought the sergeant was on the up and up.
Or maybe it was one of the other.
I thought that was one of the scientist techs, the assistants or whatever.
No.
The senior cyanide is one of the science guys. Or he was.
Might have been him then.
I think the sergeant's the one who left and then came back with dudes pointing rifles.
Yeah. So he's potentially going to be a bigger issue here soon.
Yeah, he went outside.
We still have 4 or 5 minutes of relative peace. So there are a couple of regular scientists in here that are finishing up loading the capsule or pausing because you've made them aware of shenanigans.
I kind of feel like we tell them to stop what they're doing and to inspect the rocket themselves.
Yeah, we did point out, and I did ask, hey, why is there an extra piece here? And they looked sheepish and confused.
Yeah.
You could also give them a quick dental check to make sure they don't have any glowing teeth or something goofy. Nah, there can't be two secret scientists.
Sure there could, and they don't know about each other either. So, yeah, interrogate these others quickly.
Okay, did you herd everybody into the office?
No, we're not going to take them back by senior cyanide. We're just going to keep them by the rockets. Let's have a little chat, quick chat. All right, guys, we need to do a quick pat-down inspection of you guys. Seems your friend wasn't exactly who he said he was, and it's national security, so you could comply, make this go a lot easier, and we can get back to work.
I feel like that's an alertness check.
Could it be a persuasion?
Persuasion's entirely verbal. If you're patting a guy down looking for bulges.
My take is to try to get to see if they're going to comply or not. Like, I want to see if they're, like, willing to be cooperative, or if they're going to be all like, no, I need a lawyer.
They are.
Okay.
Especially after basically overhearing the tongue lashing the sergeant got as Greystone was booting him out.
Okay. Sure. Alertness then.
Okay.
That was nice to him.
Isn't one of these guys a woman? I mean, she'll have bulges anywhere.
Well, I meant unusual bulges.
Oh, okay.
An 18.
Okay. No. None of the rest of them have anything unusual.
Cyanide teeth. All right. Can you guys help us with this last module where we want to inspect the rockets and make sure there's nothing that's not supposed to be there? It looks like, and I point at the techie guys.
Yeah.
Do we maybe want to show them what we found to see, give them kind of a clue what we're looking for?
Get them to see the stuff. And...
Well, I mean, I removed one of them.
Do you see this chip or anything like it?
Hey, what did your data analysis find out? Because you were hooked up.
I don't know what that data analysis found out. It was supposed to take like 5 minutes, wasn't it? And we got away from that.
Okay. Well, make your roll now and we'll go based off that.
Okay.
Well, you know, we got distracted with the sergeant coming in and Senior Cyanide.
22.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah. I'm trying to parse out exactly how much information to give over.
Oh, that's cool. I just thought I went off or something.
Nope, you're good. So a 22 will get you, you're not 100% sure. You're reasonably sure that both of the chips, you haven't inspected the third satellite yet. So the two chips that you found, the one you've actually taken out and looked at, it looks like, and you know, this is sci-fi science, because I don't actually know if you could tell this kind of stuff just by looking at a microchip. You're pretty sure that it's motherboard component. It's for calculating. It's storing algorithms to run a system, although it's impossible to tell what kind of system or what exactly the system would do. But it's the kind of chip that stores hard written information, ROM, or whatever the appropriate technical term is. I'm showing my age.
No, I mean, if you were showing your age, we'd be looking for a floppy disk.
Well, I thought about that, but yeah, at minimum, it's installing an extra program of some sort onto the satellite, or it has an extra program built into the satellite, although it's almost impossible to tell what it does.
But the chip is state-of-the-art technology. Absolutely.
So just talking to the scientists, what's the chances that you guys are able to wipe and reinstall the firmware for these satellites?
It's impossible to do in the 90 minutes we have left before the satellite's supposed to leave.
Well, these satellites might not leave unless we can scrub some, make sure that the data is not corrupted.
Okay. We don't know. Because, you know, if you're right, and we haven't even verified that your findings are correct, if this motherboard is only supposed to have 24 slots and it's got a 25th, then, you know, we have to have other consultants come in, somebody from the manufacturer, and hack into it, basically.
Can't we do that?
Actually, if I plug into it, can't Boogaloo do that?
It's worth an attempt. So, basically, make a technology roll, and because you have Boogaloo assisting you, I'm going to give you two upshifts.
Two upshifts? Yes,
but be warned that your difficulty is going to be high, because you're in a hurry, it's absolutely mysterious, you have no context as to what it does, and you're trying to do things quickly.
Okay, so tell me how I should do this, okay? I've got a D10 in technology, okay? I've got a specialization in advanced technology and engineering, and you're giving me two upticks. So what the hell should I be rolling here?
Well, that is a ladder issue. I'm trying to find the ladder now.
I think it's 2D8s after D12. It goes to 3D6, and then it's auto-hit and then auto-critical.
And the specialization, you roll everything.
And add everything?
You roll everything. You take the highest of them. You take the highest one, or you can take one that's a critical. If any of them are critical, then it's a critical. And you take the highest number.
You roll your 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and then 2 D8s. And then either take the highest or take, yeah, like Eric was saying, take the, if there's a critical crit in there.
Okay. So let me see if I got this right here.
And the ladder was on page 201, just so you know.
Aren't the characters that we have here the ones that give upshifts?
Not outside of combat.
I mean, I could punch a scientist if we need to get in combat.
That's thinking outside the box.
All right, fair enough.
2d8 rolled. Okay. So that is an 8. So 28.
Just so we're clear, you get to roll the d20. Your skill check went up to a 2d8, but you're specialized. So that covers everything below that. So D12, D10, D8.
No, I didn't.
You only rolled a 2D8?
No, I rolled the 20, okay? And I thought that was a D8, but that's not a D8, that's a D10. Okay, I screwed up. I rolled one D8, one D10, and D20.
You got a D12 to still roll, two D8 to roll, a D6, and a D4. And I'm guessing the D6 and D4 aren't going to help you at this point, unless he crits on them.
That's basically what specialization does. You just up your odds to crit.
Okay, so I need to roll another D8.
No, you need to roll two D8, because that's a separate roll than your other D8.
Okay.
And a D12. You did the 8 and the 10 already.
Yeah, 4, 6, 12, and then 2D8.
Well, that's confusing. Okay, so a D10 and 2D8.
And a D6 and a D4.
So you said the 6 and the 4 didn't matter.
It does if you crit.
Okay.
If you roll the 4 or the 6 on them, it will matter.
Okay, I actually got a 6 on the D6.
Okay. What else you get?
I got a 2 on the D4 and a 5 on the D8.
Okay, so you have to pick one of those die to add the D20 for the roll itself. And the 6 just means if you succeed, you have crit.
Did you roll the 2 D8 at once? Because that's those ones, the 2 D8 you get to combine.
You combine
the It's two a tier D8. Above D12.
You roll a D8 by itself, that's 1. And then you roll 2 D8s. And add those two together, that's another number.
Shit. Okay.
So if you rolled 1d8 the first time, then 1d8 the second time, roll a d8 one more time and add that number to the last d8 you rolled, which I think it was a 5.
Yeah.
So roll your d8 one more time and add that to 5.
So that's a 6. So 6 and 5 is 11.
So 11 plus your what you got on your 20.
Okay, yeah, I had a 20 on my 20.
Okay, so that's a 31. And that d6 that you rolled
a
d6
on. Was a 6. Time.
And it makes it a crit. So it's a 31 with a crit. Like I said, it's on page 201 if you want to look at it.
Yeah, I'm on page 201 now looking at it.
But, okay. So you and Boogaloo take 3 or 4 minutes, and you basically hack this one microchip. And, okay, so everybody's HTV goes black, turns off, shuts down.
And we've already done it.
Not again.
And then, Kit Bash, yours comes back online. But instead of the regular boot up, start up sequence that it normally goes through when you put it on, the screen stays black and one word pops up in like typewriter font, you know, mono green, monochrome lettering, and it just says hello.
Okay. I'm going to respond hello back.
Yeah, I'm getting out my submachine gun.
What are the rest of you doing?
I'm pulling out my... What do I have? My shotgun, I believe? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I see everybody else all getting excited. I'll pull out my sub.
Okay. And I apologize, Eric. Are you Dells or Thorn?
Yeah, if I was Dells, there'd be dead people. No, I'm Thorn.
I gotcha. Okay.
We could use the Dales.
Yeah, there's no switching in the middle of a session. Sorry. Unless Boogaloo invents teleportation technology.
Don't threaten us with a good time.
In the cartoon, Cobra's reinvented it somewhat. So
you want to go full sci-fi? We can go full sci-fi.
Want to get nuts? Get nuts.
So everyone pulls out their submachine guns and basically takes a defensive perimeter around Kit Bash. And then a display comes across your HTB Kit Bash that basically starts with your real name. So it starts with Long, comma Michael, whatever your middle initial is, member of... What armed services are you a member of?
Army Combat Engineer.
From such and such a date to present, and it has the day you took your oath in basic training, and lists your bio, you know, where you went to school, how your grades were, where you got your postdoctorate degree. It even lists some disciplinary referrals you got from MIT during Pledge Week in your sophomore year. Stuff that is not part of your regular military file.
Would it be part of my G.I. Joe file?
Probably, but you've never actually seen that one. No, after it displays all of this stuff, and it takes, you know, 45 seconds to scroll up on the HTB, but you recognize most of it. You don't have to read every line because you're familiar with it. It's your bio. After that runs out, up until the time that you joined G.I. Joe, however many years ago it's been now, it says... Agent Kit Bash, what is your purpose here? What are you attempting?
Reconnaissance.
The three dots, like it's typing or something. It takes a few seconds, and then it kind of says, I don't believe that is an accurate assessment. And then you hear Boogaloo over the HTV, Apparently, sometime during this exchange, communications had come back online. And Boo says, hey, guys. And then he cuts off. I need everyone to make an initiative roll, please.
I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, it was easier just shooting people.
Gotta mix things up a little bit.
Is that still an option?
Shooting someone? Shooting someone is always an option. You just have to get initiative first.
And have someone to shoot.
There's a couple of generic scientists.
I got a 17 for initiative for Hardman.
I got an 8 for Kitbush.
6 for Thorn.
19.
Okay. So everybody who scored higher than a 13 needs to make a targeting check, I guess. Yeah, it's close enough. It'll work for this purpose. So if you got above a 13, you get to make a targeting roll. If you scored under a 13, you just have to wait for the dire consequences.
I'm not a fan of those options.
Hardman got a 21.
22. I'm sorry, I lied. 5.
Okay. We'll make the DC for this targeting roll also a 13. So if you got a 13 or above, you get your HTB off of your wrist before it explodes. So there's a couple of sparks. It gets hot real quick. And so Hardman gets his off and throws it. Sounds like Greystone got his off and threw it.
No.
No? Oh, you got a 5. That's right. Gave me a wrong first number. Okay. So Hardman gets his off. Everybody else, it sparks and sends an electrical current through you and then kind of explodes. Not like grenade level explosion, but inconvenient for your continued well-being. Everyone's going to take 1 sharp damage and your HTB is now useless.
One moment, sir. I'm going to use a perk.
Okay.
When I take damage, I may attempt a difficult 20 bronze skill test to add a story point to the team's story point pool.
Okay.
Nope. All right, carry on.
Good. So, yeah, everybody but Hardman takes 1 sharp damage, and your HTB is useless.
I don't really like technology anyways.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What about the HTB that's in my visor?
Because
you said the one on the arm.
Yeah.
So does that HTB still work?
No. You don't have one on your arm anymore. You've incorporated yours into your visor.
Okay.
So you can have a heads-up display and look at everything while you're still doing, you know, tech stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's basically the same thing. Your helmet is useless. It sparks and sends a little electroshock through your brain, and it's useless.
Gotcha.
So since we rolled initiative, I can use my Got to Get Tough perk, which means that all of my allies gained 1 temporary health for this entire scene, which means they just didn't lose anything. They're just back down to normal, except for me, who's down 1.
Okay.
Or if you didn't lose any points, you've got an extra point for this scene.
Okay. 2 questions.
Yep.
1, is there a payphone in this room that I can see?
No, it's 2023.
I don't know. I've got a phone at work, so not a payphone, but a desk phone or something.
Oh, desk phone.
A landline?
That's what I meant. Sorry, I don't know why I said payphone for. And I didn't realize I said that until after I started to clear my way. I did say payphone. I meant a landline. Thank you.
Yes, there's a landline on the desk in the office.
And my second question is, do we have a number to get a hold of Boogaloo?
That is probably, you can't call directly off of the base. You have to go through their switchboard.
Okay. Well, I'm going to jump on the phone and trying to get a hold of Boogaloo.
Okay. Rest of you?
Toss my worthless watch thing that no longer works in with the rocket. And I guess I'm just going to keep an eye out and ear open for bad guys.
I'm going to look at the scientists and see if anything happened to any of them. Are they all like drones on the floor? Or?
Nope. They appear to be just as confused as they were a moment ago.
Not very smart scientists.
I've already removed one of the chips from one of the satellites. I'm going to go remove it from the second one.
Okay. So, Hardman, you get an outside line. You call the secret special number for the one landline into the pit, which is 555 something. And you get to basically the pit switchboard, which is automated. Normally, it's Cover Girl who made the switchboard recordings 25 years ago when they were updating the computer system. And you know, no no one objects to hearing her voice. And she asks you what department you're trying to get to, and, you know. But in this case, it is a man's voice that gives your real name. So it doesn't say, hello, Hardman. It says, hello, Fleming, Samuel, J, whatever your middle initial is. How may I direct your call?
Boogaloo?
Gibby, Alvin R. Jr. is not available. Would you like to be connected to his voicemail?
No, thanks. I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Okay, it knew before I spoke. I'm looking at the guys and said, this thing, I called, I got some mail reporting instead of the usual sweet tones we usually get. It knew who I was before I said anything. So I'm wondering if the cameras in here are compromised and I'm unable to reach Boogaloo.
Maybe somebody should shoot the cameras.
Are they even within reach?
There's no camera near you. If there's a camera in one of the corners of the hangar, it's a little far away to get a good picture, unless it's like satellite quality.
Well, this is NASA.
Very true.
I say we just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, you got another choice at this point.
If whoever this is messing with us doesn't like it, they can come in if I unlock the door.
Yeah.
So have I achieved taking out the second chip yet?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to huddle up with the other guys and be like, you know, I'm really not liking this GM right now. I think he's sort of upset over the Chapin door.
Seems to be a little bit of that.
We burst his bubble. He's thinking payback's a bitch.
I'm just trying to make the game interesting.
Might take somebody step 10 feet away from me before the GM sends a lightning bolt to the Duendo. And
Okay, so there's a phone call on the landline. Answer it.
Of course there is.
Just gonna call the gloat.
Probably. Well, I guess my better judgment, again, of course, Hardman may be doing something stupid.
I'm going might as well put the speaker.
Is there a speakerphone on here, I'm assuming?
Of course there is.
Oh, it's the button. Yes.
This is Dr. Nicola Fox, Associate Administrator for the Science Mission Directorate here at NASA. To whom am I addressing?
My name's Hardman.
Hardman, are you in the presence of codename Thorn, codename Kitbash, codename Greystone?
Sure.
Excellent. I'm glad all four of you are together. I'm here as the head of NASA to negotiate with you and figure out what your demands are so no one else has to get hurt.
I want a pony.
Our demands?
And who do you think we are? What do you think we're doing?
Well, we have some limited information at this time, but CNN reports that you've been on a 16-hour terrorist spree, including robbing two banks, and you possibly have another team at Cape Canaveral in Florida trying to sabotage the NASA rocket that's going to take off tomorrow. Could you possibly confirm that for us?
Yeah. No, we don't know who you are.
Fake news. You know, you can't believe anything that you hear on CNN.
Fake news.
Well, I mean, the bank cameras caught you on video. Director or head scientist Stevens, who you really suspect is Senior Cyanide, often has a portable TV unit that he streams Netflix against regulations. Why don't you get that out and look at the cameras from CNN? The reports from CNN.
I'm going to hit the mute button on the phone.
Okay.
I'm sure when that body was searched, that unit was found.
It's not on his body. It's in his desk.
Okay.
Well, whatever they hear, they're showing. It's obviously not true because I know I can speak for myself. I haven't robbed any banks.
Yeah, but don't forget Zartan's kin are out there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't really matter what they show. I know I'm innocent. I think I've been with you guys for the last, I don't know how long. So I'm pretty 99.99% sure you guys are innocent. So it doesn't really matter if they're showing or we're being set up. That much is clear. Question at this point is, who do we need to shoot? I mean, what do we need to do?
Well, we could tell him the code phrase that to go run our real names up to General Lafitte and let him fight Lafitte about this.
Can at least stall while we're doing what we're doing here. Listen, that's a better suggestion. It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
He's getting his information from somewhere. So who can we not trust in the upper ranks?
So the question is, our HD TVs have been corrupted. our phone lines at the pit have been compromised. So I'm not sure if he can actually get a hold of.
He's got an office in the Pentagon, so somebody can track him down.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
You give him the code phrase, whatever that is. It's so top secret, not even we know it as actual people. And he says, yes, sir, we're aware of your affiliation. And General Lafitte is in process of decommissioning you for your many and varied crimes.
Well, when he's in his MPs, we will go willingly. But you need to know that Mr. Stevens killed himself with cyanide. And this device here was set up to have extra components added to it before we arrived, and we have removed those components because they don't belong on your missile. Now, I have no way of knowing that I'm actually talking to the real person that says they are who they are on the other end of this phone. So you're just going to have to take my word that I'm telling you the truth, and I'm taking your word that you're telling me the truth about who you are.
That's acceptable.
And if you know who General Lafitte is and what his units are capable of doing, and if you believe that we work for him, you are fully aware of what we could be doing right now.
Yes, sir. Which is why I'm on the phone with you. I'm hoping to avoid further bloodshed.
There's been no bloodshed. There was a suicide. He had a cyanide tooth, and when he was questioned about why he was here and what he was up to, he decided to take the fifth. The other scientists were fine. The military sergeant who came in here to ask us questions was safely escorted out of the building. Nothing happened to him or the private that was with him. I'm telling you that the crime spree was not us, but since I am here and you are there, I have no way of proving that to you. So we're willing to compromise and turn ourselves over to whomever General Lafitte sends in to claim us. If we don't recognize who those people are, we will consider them hostiles.
Understood. I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
Sure.
He hangs up.
Okay, we need to make sure that those scientists are next to us so that they can't get a clear shot at us through these walls.
Eckhart.
So wherever we're going to be, those scientists need to be.
A question for the GM.
Yeah.
Without our HTB, okay, if we took one of the laptops from one of the scientists, NASA laptop, it's got to be state-of-the-art.
Ish.
Can we hack the video footage that's showing on CNN to see if it's been altered?
You can analyze it, hacking into CNN and then getting a copy of the video and then hacking that is essentially impossible to do live if they're showing it on CNN right now.
And if it is Zartan's doing it, it hasn't been, in quotes, altered.
Yeah. It also depends on, you know, how good is their video and what are they showing the people wearing.
There's a 15-second clip of the four of you charging into a random bank near where you are. And you're in Texas. So, you know, Texas National.
Sure.
And the logo is clearly visible from, they have two camera angles, kind of one facing the door and one kind of facing the tellers. Hardman kicks a security guard. Greystone is shouting orders from everyone. Thorn shoots a teller.
Now we know it's not me.
And Kitbash jumps behind the teller booth and is seen throwing dye packs out of the registers before he dumps them all into a bag.
Are we wearing what we're wearing now or other clothing?
Wearing what you're wearing now.
Are our faces extremely visible? Are we wearing masks? Is it blurry? What do we think about that?
Your faces are plainly visible.
Including Kitbash's visor?
Yes, which is up for some reason.
Yeah, that's not him. Okay.
Is there a fixed object in the video that we can compare our heights to?
Give me just a basic technology roll for the, you know, a basic one pass analysis.
Okay, technology. Yeah. That would be a 16.
Okay. Yes. If you didn't know any better, because, you know, at the time this allegedly happened, you guys were eating just before you smuggled yourself onto base, you would say it was you. It passes first muster without getting into the video feed and analyzing pixelation and, you know, several other technical terms.
All right. So
it's you.
So somebody saw us.
Weapons and everything?
Recently, at least. So I'm kind of thinking about maybe I become senior cyanide on the ground and take on his disguise.
Do it.
Okay. Not that I don't enjoy when a plan comes together. What are you going to do with Senior Cyanide and the fact that, you know, if you surrender yourselves because Lafitte sends in another team of Joes, there's only going to be three of you, or three of you and a dead Thorn? How do you want to do that?
Man, live such a good life. I'll miss him. Yeah, no, I mean, well, you guys already said that I was here. They're going to be looking for a live body.
Okay, here's the problem. If they mimicked us, if they mimicked Team 2 in Cape, they can mimic whoever's coming in here to get us.
Yep.
They're going to send us at us.
So we can't trust anybody.
So we either stick around and wait, or we get, or we have to bug out.
Okay. Funny, I'm open to page 77 of the rule book, and I see a running gun ho. Thinking that's, that needs to be us.
All right, Eric, how many doors in and out of this building?
Three, including a big garage door for like pulling planes in and out.
Okay, so one goes out the front. Where's the big door? Is that also out the front?
Yes.
Are there any vehicles in here?
There might be one of those golf carts that people take around like big airports and stuff.
And the third
door, it's in the back of the offices. It's like an employee door for, you know, the administrative personnel and not the like scientists and jockeys and stuff.
Okay. I'm going to check the front door. Somebody else needs to check the back door to see what's out there.
I'm sort of thinking the administrative door would probably be the best way to go.
Probably.
Because everybody doesn't have access to that.
Yeah, I just want to see what's out front.
Okay.
So I'll go check that. Somebody else check the back door to make sure that if we do decide to bolt, that we have a path.
All right, I'll go check the administrative door.
Okay.
The scientists that's in here and everything, I mean, we are on a military installment then. Are there walkie-talkies anywhere in here?
Sure.
We need to pick up a few since our HDBs, our communication's not working.
Yeah.
That way, if we have to split up, we can communicate.
Just to be challenging, I will say that you find two.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
And then we don't need to split up in no more than teams of two anyway.
Yep.
Hopefully.
So, basic alertness checks. If you don't care if you're seen, difficulty's only a 10. If you want to try and do it without being observed back, DC's a 15.
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. Me neither.
Okay.
19.
7. My dice hate me tonight. Oh, wait.
Eric.
18 for Hardman.
Sorry, did you get that?
No, I didn't hear you.
Okay. 17 and potentially a critical.
Okay. So you're surrounded. Looks like every military police that exists on the base is standing around this hangar right now. Front door, garage door, back door, off to every side that you choose to observe. The one or two people see you when you're poking your head out and looking around, or, you know, opening the little peekaboo window. However you're doing that, nobody raises a gun. They just kind of note that you have been observed, kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you're surrounded. About how many is it?
Somewhere between 30 and 50.
Okay. So they're split up amongst the doors. Which door has the least?
They are not split up amongst the doors.
Oh, okay.
They appear to be fairly evenly surrounded. There might be one or two more guys in the front because of the big garage door is like right next to the regular door. But yeah, there's going to be a ton of guys no matter which direction you go.
How about a sewer exit?
Wouldn't that be convenient?
It would. We could spend a story point for it, Eric.
I'm thinking you're probably going to have to for something that blatant.
Anybody against it, or do we want to do that?
Fine with me.
Okay, just one thought here. If there's like 30 military police around the building, if we go out the back, we're not going to see all 30. This is a big building. And he said a bunch of them's in the front.
Are you planning on shooting these boys?
I mean, you know, I'm just saying. We didn't before, and look where it's got us.
I'm not shooting fellow soldiers who are doing their job.
And one could say that all soldiers are doing their job.
Yeah, well, it's less of an issue for you, Thorn. You're already on video killing one guy.
Evidently.
Okay, yeah, I'm in for a sewer.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, keep in mind, these are probably not Cobra agents we're going to be shooting at. These are American soldiers that's just being duped.
I understand.
They are not the enemy.
Some of them might be.
Make it lucky that a couple of the guys we get are bad guys. I don't know that I want to take that risk. Yeah, I guess sewer. I'll vote for sewer.
All right, Eric. We're bolting.
Okay.
Michael, even.
Alrighty, let's see.
Wait a second. Should we take the scientist with us?
Oh, we're going to add kidnapping onto our rep?
Kidnap.
No. Wait, here's my thought process here. We know somebody on this base is bad because we're being set up, okay? So who's to say one of these first guys in this building ain't going to kill them and put that off on us?
Well, a couple of things. One, if they are all innocent, as I think was Thorne said, that'd be kidnapping. Second, it's going to slow us down. We don't need to be slowed right now. Third, if they accidentally get hit in the crossfire or something, we'll still get blamed for that. I'm not seeing any good reason.
If they get murdered when the guys run into the building, it is what it is. We're not going to be able to stop that.
Do the scientists have cell phones?
Probably.
Let's take a quick selfie with a smile.
Should we take a cell phone?
Now, robbery? Man, a rap sheet just grows.
Well, we're already in for robbery.
I mean, so should we take one of the cell phones?
How about we?
No.
Give a quick talk to the scientists. Hey, guys, remember, we're the good guys. Remember? Give them that look. Why don't you call somebody and let them know that we're the good guys? If you want, we can take a quick smiling selfie together, but we got to go.
And they have their hands in the air, and they're very much nodding in agreement that you're absolutely good guys, as they look like they're about to wet themselves.
You guys aren't going
to
be any help, are you?
I'm out.
Here.
Give me your cell phone.
My thought process on a cell phone is this, okay? Smartphones, you can basically a computer in your hand. We don't really know where we're going. We could use it for information.
It's track us with it.
Just my thought.
For our backup exfil site, because the Joes will have somebody there posted watching for us. If we're on our own, we're on our own, but they will have somebody there watching for us that we can make contact with to figure out what's going on.
All the Joes haven't turned on us. We're being decommissioned right now.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If this guy's being honest with us and if he's being told the right information.
Yeah, I'm just worried that Dale's being sent to look out for us.
Okay. Gonna need probably a survival check from everyone.
That sucks.
Hey! Oh, yeah, that 20s don't matter.
Pretty sure.
22.
13.
I want to use a story point to reroll my one I rolled.
Okay.
Do it.
11.
Okay. Get Bash.
I got a 12.
Okay. By my calculations, you guys are down to one story point.
Correct.
Normally, hardly ever use them. Now we're burning a mic.
Yeah. This is the most you've used in the history of this game. Pretty much reasonably sure in total. So of all of the sessions up to this game, you have used less than three story points.
I'm pretty sure.
Can we use a story point to snap our fingers and go back to yesterday?
It's a pretty extreme story.
No.
Thanos,
Okay. So you get down into the sewer and you run as fast as you can, as best you can with a vague sense of direction. A couple of you, probably Kit Bash and maybe Greystone, are poignantly reminded about how spoiled you can get relying on a piece of technology like the HTB to do everything for you, because it takes you a second to orient yourself, which way's north according to your internal compass and map and the way you're facing and you jump down, and you don't have a map of the sewer, you don't have anything available, you just gotta charge off in a vague direction and hope that leads to something that you can use to get away. And because you used the story point and no one did really super bad on their survival check, that's basically what happens. So about a mile off base, and you're all Joes and you all have expert conditioning. So even slogging through the sewer, running a mile maybe takes 7 minutes. So it's still pretty good time. And you come out in one of those big storm drainage ditch things, because who has time to learn about proper sewage techniques in the modern era. So all movie sewers end in a drainage pipe that everyone can stand up in and maybe drive a motorcycle in for a, stunning chase scene.
Out of The Fugitive, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are there any motorcycles laying around?
Yeah.
I was thinking more shopping.
Fugitive's good. So inexplicably, you're 100 feet in the air.
We're helping out. Yeah.
So you probably bought yourself 15, 20 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
Do you think there's a way to rig up a booby trap? Sounds so bad, but some way to explode these tunnels if somebody starts coming down them? Well, I don't.
You won't blow up?
I don't want to blow them sewer? Up, but maybe blow up the sewer in case we're being tailed. Or do we just whip a grenade down the tunnel and come what may?
Yeah, well, I mean, each of you has two grenades in your standard loadout. If everyone donates at least one grenade, you can probably rig something up with a technology or survival roll or something to collapse at least this end of the tunnel. So it would kind of give away what direction you went in, but it would stop anyone from following you for the immediate future.
What do you think?
But how many exits to this tunnel, to this sewer, is there?
You have no idea. You can assume more than one, but you're not aware of the map, and you just kind of charged in one direction without looking around too much. So
what is our surrounding now that we're at this tunnel mouth?
Well, it's Texas. So a dramatic TV show indicates that it would be some sort of quasi-desert.
Are we at Johnson Space Center?
Yes.
That's in the heart of Houston.
Oh, is it?
Well, it's not Houston, but it is part of Houston, and it is on, there is a couple of lakes, there is neighborhoods, there's a bayou nature center. So you got your choices there, sir. Now, it is all flat and boring and brown. You got that part right.
So, yeah, let's put you, all right, yeah. No temptation like good temptation. You come up in a residential neighborhood. Plenty of people to kidnap and invade there.
Excellent. My vote is not to go to the tunnel.
Yeah, I don't want to give away which direction we went.
Well, and there's tons of people here that could call it in. Does anybody know how to hotwire a car?
I'm sure we can figure that out.
Let's find one in as old of a model as we can find, and let's get out of here. Was that a technology roll?
Yeah, I'll accept technology or streetwise.
I will go technology.
That's what I was hoping for.
Okay.
Let me get my D10. 23.
Okay. Yeah, it takes you longer to expose the wires than it does to start the car. Okay, you have a 1988 Dodge Nissan.
Woohoo!
Kind of a rusty orange with a hatchback.
Sweet.
Did you say Dodge Nissan?
Yeah. It's a fictional universe. It's fine. Leave me alone.
I'm just confused that you said Dodge and Nissan.
Yeah, I'm not a car guy.
That's two different cars.
Yeah.
Who's got driving as a skill?
I've got a D2, which I make into a D4 because of my skill.
I have a D4.
Swaylands? Most of us.
All right. Well, I'm calling shotgun. I don't care who drives. Let's go.
Okay. I'll drive. Did somebody have better than a D4?
No, I think we all had D4s.
All right. I'll drive. Why not?
Torque's got a D10.
Hey, wait. What happened to Torque?
He's probably your exfil guy.
Because we left him with a vehicle, right?
Yeah.
He did.
Which was still on base.
Well, I mean, if he's still on base and he hasn't ran, he wasn't in the bank robbery video. So maybe he was out keeping the car warm or, you know, he was your getaway guy. If he hasn't been detained yet, he's probably off base, but you're not sure how to get a hold of him. You don't have your HTV.
Okay. What about Fork? Where would he go?
Good question.
Do we have an emergency extraction point?
Well, that's what I was thinking we should do.
Yeah. Give me a culture check. And it's going to have to be culture because it's G.I. Joe, you know, plan D, plan E type stuff.
Not it.
Guess I've got a D4 culture.
Better than me with nothing.
Give her a go.
I got a 5.
22.
Nice. So Boogaloo is from down this area somewhere, and he likes to talk about a cafe off the highway by the airport, which is the last ditch, the world's blowing up, and we're in survival mode meeting spot. If your memory serves, and again, you don't have an HTV to double check your GPS, if memory serves, you can drive there in about 20 minutes, barring, you know, traffic shenanigans.
All right, let's do that.
Sounds like playing.
Do we want to stop and get a map at, like, at a gas station or something if we have someone in the car that can disguise themselves as other people?
I should be able to put together a disguise, a spy.
So I was looking at.
That's fine. We also, let's hit, if we can find one, let us hit a ghetto gas station so that we can also buy some clothes.
We have just run through a sewer.
I'm thinking about the fact that we're all dressed with military gear.
Fully armed.
Thinking that we're all smell like shit.
Well, I guess, we were in business clothes, weren't we?
Yeah, you just had small arms.
I mean, I can fold down my submachine gun and put it back in its suitcase.
Yeah, Hardman didn't actually have his shotgun, as all had pistols and stuff.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah.
Get a map.
And, you know, I don't know about pants and shoes, but you can find a gas station that has, you know, my uncle went to Houston and all I got was this lousy t-shirts all over the place, sweaters, whatever.
Sure. Those and some hats, sunglasses.
Okay.
Done deal.
So you have 4 t-shirts because it's Texas. You don't have sweaters in there. 4 baseball caps, 4 pairs of sunglasses, a bag of chips, a couple of coffees, and big Mountain Dew. Are you paying for it?
The cash I normally carry in case I need to spend money.
Just making sure. Okay. $67 later, you're walking out the store fully disguised.
Woo!
All right. You're back in your Dodge Nissan, Mike.
You're killing me with that, man.
But each time he says it.
First words that came out of my mouth. I'm just rolling with it.
Yeah, but one is an American car and one is a Japanese car.
Not in this world.
2 different types of car.
Neither is Nissan. Well, I guess Nissan is more American than anything else anymore here.
It's made right down the street from me.
Yeah, see? And many Dodge dealerships sell Nissans because of their partnership, so it's all good.
It all works out.
Okay, so dodge around some traffic, run a long yellow light or two, and you make it to this cafe. Now, you don't know, Torque should be in basically the Vamp. There is no Vamp in the parking lot. And if he is also on the run, you have no idea what kind of car he would have access to steal.
But he'd have no problem killing it.
Probably not. I mean, he's the best driver in the organization, really.
So we do a drive by the cafe, and then we park a couple of blocks away.
Yeah. All right. When you get to the cafe, it's just one of those greasy spoon diners types. It's got 7 or 8 tables, all booths, 2 waitresses, probably 10 or 15 patrons in here. There's 1 TV on either end, kind of a big flat screen so people can watch Sunday football while they're eating their breakfast. And both TVs are having nonstop coverage of the CNN report about the 4 of you.
Should have took the cable out before we went in.
Okay. Do we see Torque?
No, you do not see Torque.
Spread out and sit down.
Okay.
Before we went into this cafe, did we look around it at all?
I assume so.
To see if, like, there's a back door and everything?
Yeah. It's fairly standard civilian diner. There's 2 entrances for the business portion, and there's basically 2 entrances in the back. One goes straight into the cooler for deliveries, and one's the back door that the employees use. And pretty much, you know, you can't see the cooler door because the walk-in cooler is shut. But you can, no matter where you sit in the dining room, you can have a view of all 3 other doors.
That's fine. I will order some breakfast.
Okay.
Same here.
My understanding that you are not sitting together.
Is there like a counter in this diner?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going up to the counter. I need some coffee.
I'm sitting near the back.
I'll hit the lady with the old charm.
Okay.
How you doing? Oof, what a day. Got some coffee?
Okay.
I'm sitting on the end of the counter.
Okay.
I'll sit with Hardman.
The waitress at the counter pours glass, very fond of calling you hun, even though she's not really looking at you. She excuses herself for just a moment. She sets a menu down in front of you. She goes to pour coffee for Kitbash. Basically the same thing. Some pleasant interactions, not quite flirting, but she's a waitress. It's her job. And then she takes care of another customer, refills a 3rd customer's coffee, sets the coffee back in, flips the little button to brew another pot, and then makes her way back around to Thorn. What'll it be, sweetie?
What about the special pair of eggs and some hash browns?
Okay. How do you want the eggs?
Over hard.
Okay. Anything else? Wants bacon? Orange juice?
Oh, yeah, bacon, definitely.
Great.
And no, black coffee will be fine.
Okay. I'll bring back a circle around for a refill in just a moment. She excuses herself and throws the ticket up on the little thingy and gives Kitbash the same deal.
Her name's not by any chance Flo, is it?
No.
It's Margaret.
How stereotypical and ridiculous do you think I am?
Her name's Florence.
Yeah.
Jean Castleberry.
She takes your order, offers you some coffee, wants to know if you want juice as a side on your breakfast. The two of you in the booth get the other waitress, who's just as kind of offhandedly pleasant, to order breakfast.
Yep. Order French toast, some orange juice, bacon.
And, you know, there's some mumbling, a low murmur of ongoing conversations. It's a little hard to pick up on stuff specifically, but you can get a better sense of what's going on CNN. And apparently you've been involved in a 24-hour kind of Bonnie and Clyde murder spree. Reports are now coming in that they've traced your path from Louisiana and Alabama and have tied it to possibly. One of the anchors slips and says probably. Carjacking that resulted in a murder, a house invasion that resulted in three murders, including a child, and various other sundry crimes and details. You're also on the hook for kidnapping a woman who is missing in Louisiana. And her name is being withheld until verification comes from her family, and I haven't thought of a name yet. But yeah, you guys have been busy.
This is a busy day we've had.
Yeah.
All this is supposed to be in one day?
Yeah, last 24 hours.
Where are these things happening? Are they close by?
No, some in Alabama, some in Louisiana. Now we're in Texas. That's an awful lot of driving in one day.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just thinking if we can track down our doppelgangers.
But it's doable.
Or take them up.
Where was the bank at that was robbed?
Downtown, about 5 miles from NASA.
And what time is it now?
11 a.m.?
I mean, how has nobody put this together that there's no way we can get to all these locations in this time? Is anybody on CNN? I doubt it. But is anybody on CNN trying to put that together? Are they just saying, wow, these guys have rocket ships? Something dumb like that.
No. Basically, hour south of Birmingham to downtown Houston is 8 hours and 51 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's all doable, but it's not a happy drive.
Yeah, but I mean, we couldn't do all these things in the last day, right? Three different locations.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point. I mean, looking at logically, yes, you can figure it out, but that's not where they're at this point. Right now, until we can prove otherwise, we're guilty.
Sure, I understand that. I'm just thinking maybe some of the outside world will not have their income.
Sure, that is a good defensive strategy
for our lawyer. I mean, part of what I'm thinking is that if we can just hold out long enough, eventually somebody will say, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. How are there all these people?
Maybe Hector Ramirez is on the job, but let's wait and see. So what's our plan at this point?
We wait through a meal. If no sign, we go out, we get a different vehicle, and we head for whatever the next point is.
There is another pit in, is it Utah or Arizona?
Utah.
That's not a bad idea.
It's slightly closer than it would be driving back to New Jersey.
We can also get a cell phone, prepaid cell phone, and call into the emergency line and see if we can get anybody to help us.
Okay. About the time the waitresses are coming around to bug you about some pie, Pork walks in a civilian outfit. He scans the restaurant. His eyes linger for an extra quarter of a second on Hardman and Greystone. But then he ignores you and goes to sit at a random booth on the other side of the diner.
Well, I guess there was, just real quick, I guess there was also in the Devil's Due comic a pit in Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking the second pit, second location where the pit was Utah.
We'll use Utah.
But anyways, back.
Not familiar with. I've read a little bit of the IDW run. I haven't read any of the Devil's Due stuff.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Anyways, so back to the gentleman came in, eyeballed us, then went and sat down.
I guess I'm ordering pie and more coffee.
Okay. He gets coffee and a soda and orders a thick, greasy burger. And while the waitress takes his order in to be cooked, he sips his soda for a minute, and then he gets up, takes his jacket off, throws it in the booth, and then he goes to the bathroom.
Do we recognize him from anything?
It's Torque.
Okay, that's what I thought. But
I'll follow him in.
I'll stay out here in Garter 6.
Yeah, it's going to look funny if we all go to the bathroom together.
Yeah.
So he's at the urinal taking care of some business.
Step in, and if there's a lock on the door, lock it.
He's like,
if not, put my heel.
Yeah, it's all good. He's like, everyone's confused.
So are we.
I know it's not you. You've been with me for the last 16 of those 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But HTB, satellites, and pretty much all communications into or out of the pit are down. Boogaloo can't figure out where the computer issue is stemming from. So we're paralyzed at the moment and getting a lot of pressure from up top. So I don't know how you can not be arrested at this point. But we don't have the authorization or authority to do anything about this at the moment.
Who did they send to pick us up?
Gamma team. Your gamma team, beta team.
Oh, Dell's looking to kill us.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. No, beta team went to Cape.
Heard.
Yeah. What about the other team? What about Cape Canaveral? Was that?
They're still. Okay. So I misspoke. Okay. So your gamma team, beta team are your other characters. Alpha team is still kind of being put back together, because that was pretty much the team that got wiped out during the Xenomorph thing in like episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
So they have enough people, but they're not officially back to being Alpha team yet. So there's okay. Probably another team. So
well, there's only several. That's fine. But they were Joes is really what I'm guessing for.
Yes, they've dispatched a team of Joes to pick you up.
Okay. So whomever we were in touch with knew people's real names and was not using their code names, and that happened on the HTBs before they blew up.
Yeah, happened to Boogaloo too. But everything went down before we could do any analysis. And now with the current situation, Boogaloo's more concentrating on figuring out how to save you rather than figure out what happened.
Do you have a cell phone on you?
He hands it to you.
I just want the number.
He gives it to you.
Okay. We'll be in touch. Okay.
Good luck, man.
Yeah. This is fun. All right. I'm going to leave your table because I don't want to be caught with it on the street. Okay. All right. And I leave. I walk out, go back to the table. It's time for us to go. And I'll throw down a 20. Okay. And I leave my briefcase at his table because I don't need to be caught with a submachine gun in civilian life.
Give me some sort of secretive roll to pass it off just so I can see if we get a crit fail and something interesting happens. Deception, performance, finesse, I don't care. Pick something.
Okay. I'm going with deception.
Give me that. Nah.
All right. There we go. 16.
Okay. You're fine.
So I will leave the money. I will go outside. I will drop off my suitcase. I will go outside and walk the opposite direction of the one we came from.
And I will follow along.
I'll wait a little bit and then follow.
You meet up a couple of blocks over a couple of minutes later.
And we will have Kit Bash get us a new car.
How much money do you have on you?
Oh, I'm probably out really soon.
Too late now. So I should maybe someone should check with what's-face, see if he could get us some more spending cash to move along. And something else we need to look about maybe trying to get is a burner phone.
Yeah, that's my plan. I've got his phone number. I told him we'd be in touch. I will blah the information to the team.
So your basic backup plan is in place. I'm not super worried about that, but what's the angle? What are you going to do?
I mean, we can try to get to Utah Pit. We can also try to just get out of town and arrange for someplace out along a highway in the middle of nowhere pickup. Have Charlie team or Delta team come and grab us, quote unquote, arrest us and take us in.
Okay.
These are just ideas I'm spitballing. Because that gets us to a base of operations sooner rather than later.
I'm all for heading towards Utah. I'm not sure how, if the team that's coming after us, are we sure that they're not falling for what's going on?
I mean, the team coming after us could be going after any of the events that are happening, right? I'm thinking going to Utah, pretty sparsely populated, and kind of hiding out near the pit, maybe not at the pit yet.
It's in the desert, so there's not nearby for a reason.
Well, understood. That's what I'm saying. Nearby is an hour away. I'm not saying, like, across the street.
Yeah. Either way, we either have to find a way to fight back while we're on the road, or we have to go in, be taken in, and find a way to fight back from in there. I'd rather do it out here, but
it sounds kind of bad, but do we wait for some event to happen, then immediately pop up and, you know, surrender ourselves immediately to somebody? You know what I mean? So, like, we obviously can't be in two places at once, so that's obviously not us. But then we have to wait for some other bad event to happen.
Well, if we can get to the pit, there may be weaponry we can get then, other useful tools there.
Yeah, but there's going to be Joes there. They're going to know to watch for us and arrest us on site.
Was the Utah pit reactivated also, or do we know offhand?
No Joes, especially no team of Joes, so Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta, Gamma, whatever. No one has a permanent headquarters. So everybody rotates out of the 2, 3, 4 pits that are around based on the mission. So whichever one's closest.
Hey, got a question. Okay. Do we have like safe houses around?
Those are generally put into place for special missions when you're basically operating inside the United States. Generally not. Because, you know, there's 3 pits. 2 pits in the United States and 2 outside the United States, I think. Not only are there multiple pits, there's also the coffin, which is your personal high security prison in Greenland. And I'm sure there's a black site.
I'm sure I know where there's a bunch of sites.
Probably. You probably know the location of a couple of not Joe, but some other organization safe house.
Eric, the location that we were in,
Allegedly,
do we know of any enemy activity in that area?
Like where the spree started in Alabama or where you kidnapped the lady in Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Give me a... you tell me. What would you roll to determine that?
Well, all these skills are designed for combat. So I would say either infiltration, alertness, or culture.
I buy any of those. Take your pick.
I'll use alertness, but it's because it's my best one. 17.
Okay. There's basically a pipeline at the border of Louisiana and Texas. So basically a couple miles south of Port Arthur, near the Sabine Pass, but more towards McFadden National Wildlife Refuge. There is a pipeline that comes out there that feeds Cobra Island. And according to CNN, you would have passed within probably, you probably entered Texas through Beaumont. So you would have been less than 50 miles away from Port Arthur, probably 60 miles away from the pipeline itself.
Let's get you on up over to Cobra Island.
So that's another angle, is that we can backtrack these crimes. We could, in theory, head over that way and try to find a way out to Cobra Island if we really wanted to, although we could probably do that from the Houston area as well.
I'm thinking we'd beeline towards Cobra Island before. I mean, the Joes aren't going to be at Cobra Island looking for us, right?
No.
I mean, we are in Texas. In theory, we could just cross over into Mexico and get a bottle of tequila.
Well, we could just disappear. You're right. Retirement. I've already taken down Attentive Enterprises.
I'm not saying retirement, but I'm saying it's a place where we could regroup and wouldn't have to worry about American agents' jurisdiction.
It's not exactly true, since the DEA and the CIA and the FBI are all heavily involved along the border. So Eric could screw us with that if he really wanted to.
Yeah, but the border's like a diode, right? Everything goes south fine, directly north not. We're not looking towards the north.
All right, let me add a wrinkle.
Of course, because they're right there.
So you are having this conversation while you are driving somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
How long are you going to drive around for? Basically until you have a course of action and pick a direction to actually drive in?
I'm guessing we are driving out towards Sugarland and then up towards the 10.
Okay.
And then maybe getting on to 36, which is a smaller country road.
10 takes you back towards Beaumont and Port Arthur.
Or that way, yeah. I mean, we could go east or west on 10.
Oh, I guess we need to make a general decision about where we're going. Utah is west, Port Arthur tracking down the bad guys, Cobra Island is east.
I'm all for either margaritas or tracking down Cobra Island.
Same. What do you think, guys?
Might as well go hunt for some cobra.
Yeah, probably our best bet.
Yeah. East it is. Well, I'm not going to get over spy novel. If you want to get on the 35 till you get out of town, that's fine. But the quickest, easiest way to go east is the 10.
Yeah, let's take the 90 instead.
Okay.
Because there's going to be fewer cameras. And along the way, get us a burner phone.
Okay. You stop in.
We might. Do we? Are we still in the first car that we took?
No, you stole us the second one when you stepped away for a moment.
Oh, okay. That's good thinking of me.
Yeah, it was.
Stole a 1990 Ford Toyota. I'm just doing it on purpose.
At least this one's got left on it.
And it'll run forever. Okay. So you stop at gas station convenience store off of 90, just before Liberty. So you drive for a couple hours or an hour, hour and a half, whatever. And when you stop in this convenience store to get a burner phone, pick up a couple of supplies, provisions, something for dinner, snack, whatever. And of course, the attendant has the TV on CNN or some other news channels. The local news has it by now. And there's a flashing bulletin while you're in line. I guess I need basic operational procedures. So Greystone went in to get the burner phone because he suggested the idea. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm pumping gas.
I'm outside the car walking down to the edge of the street looking around.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll clean the windows. I'm sure there's bugs all over it.
Okay. So, Greystone, you're standing in line. There's some old lady that's trying to buy lottery tickets with her pocket change. So you're waiting on her to count out stuff. And you can see the TV that the attendant is watching. And you guys were just killed in a police shootout about 10 minutes ago.
What? No way.
You died?
Where?
Still in Houston, west of town in Cypress, which is a suburb of Houston in the northwest corner.
Yeah.
We need to get information to whoever we got that cell phone. Give him a call. Tell him to get a DNA test on those bodies.
Oh, yeah. I know. Wait till we're far and moving for Eric, if I can afford it, buy two phones.
Let's see if you can afford it. Because you're right. You're probably getting a little low on ready cash. Let's do streetwise. Give me a streetwise roll.
12.
No.
Got enough for one?
And if you buy the one, you're barely going to have enough for gas. You can't afford any of the snacks or things that you have in your hand.
Oh, well. Put them down. Just get in the phone.
Somebody taps your shoulder.
Look.
A young man, mid-30s, kind of thin. He's looking, he rings a bell. He looks a little familiar. Dressed in a nice suit, sunglasses, almost like an actual like cowboy duster, kind of a light overcoat / trench coat kind of design. Mm-hmm. And the left arm is pinned up like he's missing part of his hand below the elbow.
Derek draws a blank.
It's the assault guy.
I'm sorry, he's missing part of his... Yeah, I was going to say he's missing part of his arm.
Which assault guy?
Gestalt. This assault, Tomax and Zaymot's children.
It's one of six.
Oh, Gestalt. I didn't hear that part. Funny running into you here.
Yeah, well, it's not funny. It's on purpose. We need to talk.
I'm sure we do, but I need to pay for the gas. My buddy's bumping out there.
Get your snacks. It will be on me.
No.
What you wish?
The Twizzlers.
He lets you walk out. He kind of eyeballs you, but doesn't do anything. He pays for his stuff and follows you out a minute or two later.
That's fine. I don't go to the...
Okay.
I look around for the fanciest car that's here. Is there an Audi? A Volvo? Yes. What?
It's an Audi. I'll stop torturing Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, it's an Audi Mercedes? All right. I go over to the Audi Mercedes and I sit on the hood.
He comes out. He looks around and sees you on his car and frowns a little bit, but walks right up to you. Why don't...
My heel goes over and I scrape some of the mud off.
Okay. Why don't the rest of you make alertness rolls for me?
I'd be more alert with some Twizzlers.
Ooh, hard man got a dirty 21.
Kit Bash got a 19.
What do you mean by a dirty 21? Just...
That's an insult. That made me laugh.
Like a 22.
Oh, all of you were on heightened alertness because a state cop rolled by about 2 minutes ago while Greystone was in the building. So you see him come out, and it's rather poignant how he doesn't head back to the car. Instead, he walks over to an Audi that you didn't really notice before, and he sits on it, like on purpose, like he's scuffing it with his ass just to make a point. and you're trying to play it casual because something's up, clearly. And a minute or two after that, some guy walks out of the gas station, nicely dressed, clearly the owner of the Audi. And most of you probably recognize him, especially with the clipped up sleeve, because he's missing an arm right where, you know, you chopped it off.
When he comes out of the store, when Greystone comes out of the store, I'm going to head that way, not directly to him, but over, so I'm closer to him.
And what do you do when you see Paolo?
I'm just going to still keep watch on the street, but also one eye on the street, one eye on them.
Okay. Anyone else doing anything that will eventually endanger Greystone?
I'm going to go ahead and get into the car and start it up in case we got to make a quick getaway.
Good man.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the car so I don't do anything stupid with the assault guy. Containing myself, thinking about my farm that I lost. All because of an extensive enterprise.
Oh, yeah. You should probably make some sort of roll.
A rage roll?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what that is.
Willpower?
Yes.
Smarts.
Right. Roll a d20.
So are we looking for a high number? Low? I rolled a four.
Okay, that's actually good. That's good for you. That okay. is the attack roll you have to make with your smarts. That is the willpower roll that you have to be.
Okay. Well, my willpower is 14.
See? You rolled under. You're good.
Oh, so yeah. I was attacking myself. Gotcha. Okay. Understood.
Yeah, you can feel the rage boiling, but you still get in the car. He's standing there chatting with Greystone like they're old buddies. Meanwhile, back at the car. Oh, did you enjoy your untimely death?
Yeah, that was cute. What's the point?
We're both busy men. I will come to... We want to hire you.
To do what?
Troubleshoot.
You want us to go rogue and work with you.
No, you're not rogue. You're dead.
We were already dead.
Yeah. Now maybe it's official to the Joes.
Who died, Houston, in the police shootout?
No one.
Then why is it being reported that it happened?
Yeah. You have some influence over the media.
No surprise.
So this is not a specific troubleshoot. This is a troubleshoot in general.
Yes.
Did I see anybody in his car when I walked over to it?
The windows are tinted. It's hard to tell.
You may have picked the wrong boys for this. You did hear about Serpentor, yeah?
Yes. It's actually one of the reasons we would like to hire you. You did well on the island. You did well taking out a rival. You have proven yourselves capable. And he holds up his hand, or lack thereof. In business, you are an asset that we would like to engage.
I will need to take it up with my fellow business owners and see what the board has to say. How do I get in contact with you?
He hands you a black Amex card with a phone number in gold filigree on the back.
Thanks. I will walk away, and as I step away, I take away his bag of goodies that he bought. What's he going to do? Fight me with one hand?
Oh, there's some pork rinds in there.
And I will go to the car and get in.
Wait. Why don't we just take his car?
Because it's going to be bugged and tricked out for Cobra and extensive enterprises to track.
I'm getting in also.
True. But it's probably bulletproof.
Maybe. But so is this one if you drive it fast enough.
Hey-o.
Well, good news, Thorne. He's got Twizzlers.
There you go. But yeah, get Hardman to the car and let's get out of here. Eric, is it a legit American Express card or is it just made to look like one?
It actually appears to be one.
Let's remember that they can track us with the card, so let's not get too wild.
Oh, I'll get all as wild as we want with it. That bill's not coming to us.
Oh, but they know where we are then.
They know where we are because there's a chip in this card.
All right, well, let's go buy a car then.
Right. Guys, here's the spiel that I got from him as we're driving away. They set us up to kill us off so that they could hire us.
So there's no bodies, actually, then?
No bodies. They know enough people at Fox to make everything go away. Because we're in Texas. They're not watching CNN. They're watching Fox.
I don't know. Are we in Austin?
All right. There's one last vestige of non-Republicans, even though they're trying to get rid of that, too. So I'm not too keen on it. I don't like this.
Yeah, think?
So here's the question. Since this was on the news, the Joes thinks we're dead.
Mm-hmm.
We have Torque's phone number. Mm-hmm. Should we call him and just let him know what's happened and how we're set up? Us being alive would be proof. Or should we just be dead until we can figure this out.
I think calling Torque is the right decision, but not a decision to make until we figured out our next steps. So if our next step is to is that we're going to contact Torque because we want to get back in with the Joes, then yeah, let's go down that road. The other option is to play the card that we've been dealt.
See what we can find out inside the belly of the snake?
Yes, sir. In which case, we call Torque and let him know everything and that that's the route we're going.
So in essence, double agent.
Yes, sir. What do you think about that, Dells?
I mean, I'm all for some spying. I don't know. And we got to, these guys, this is what they do, is double agent stuff. So they're going to double, triple, quadruple cross us.
Yeah.
Do we have Torque keep this information to himself? Or do we trust higher ups?
He's gonna need to let higher ups know because there's gonna come a point where they need to know whose side we're on.
Right.
And we're gonna have faith that they'll believe us simply because it's been reported that we're dead and we're not.
You're gonna have faith that they believe us because we're Joes.
Okay.
I mean, they're obviously up to something. So we can either go after them or we can walk away and let somebody else worry about it. I think Dells would look great in a Crimson Guardsman outfit.
Darn.
I know he's been, wanting to wear a red outfit while he's working on the farm.
I've already worn a Crimson Guard outfit, if you remember.
Oh, I remember.
That was my life, trying to take down the old EE.
Well, Kitbash can't be no televiper, so.
Well, if we do that, we can try it, but just understand that if we go deep cover, you guys are going to have to do some things. Some things are going to have to, are rather unsavory if you want to be convincing. Being a spy within the Corps organization is not for the faint.
Yep, I remember. Hardman, thoughts?
I'm just here listening. No, that's probably our best bet is to, part of me doesn't want to say that, but I mean, that may be our best bet is to resolve this, is to, yeah, go ahead and go for it and see what happens. Let the headquarters know what's going on. That way, you know, in case we need extraction or whatever, they're aware of the situation. But yeah, let's go ahead and follow your plan.
Kitbash, need you to tear apart this credit card that he gave me and see if there's a bug in it.
Not yet.
No?
I say we use it not first yet. And then...
Well, no. Wait a second. Okay. I'm trying to think. Didn't we bring a magnetic card copier with us?
Yeah. Dells did.
Yes. Well, it's a key card copier. Credit card's like a key card.
So could we use this to make a duplicate of this credit card so that we could still use it and then yet tear the original apart looking for a bug?
Well, it depends. Most cards now have a chip in them, right? If it's just a simple magnetic strip, then yes, we could do that. But my guess is, well,
you could conceivably, because, you know, I'll throw you a bone here. You could use the key card reader to read the number of the credit card, because it's not printed on the credit card. It's just a black piece of plastic, because, you know, rich people don't need to be bothered with numbers. And once you scan it, the card, it is absolutely black Amex, so it has no credit limit, but it is only good for about 12 hours after the first time you use it.
But you only need to use it one time. After that, it's going to be traced in every way we go.
Well, setting that aside, I'm just telling you how the card itself works.
Oh, okay.
So once you use it for the first time, that starts a counter. You have this card. You can spend it on whatever you want for 12 hours, and then it'll shut off or by self-destruct or something dramatic because it's Cobra.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the card reader will let you read the card, so you can buy like online stuff if you want to take the card apart to see where the tracking chip is or whatever.
Well, I'm not worried about the tracking chip. I'm worried about a listening device. So clone the card, tear apart the card. If the card has a listening device in it, I say we just go home. If it does not have a listening device in it, then I say we go after Cobra.
I think we go after Cobra either way, just whether or not we go after it with the guise of being on their side or not.
Well, yeah.
I do have a jammer also. Could just ignore what's going on with the card. And
that's sort of what I'm thinking, because...
But they've already listened to the entire conversation. So if they've already listened to this entire conversation, they already know what our plans are.
True.
Oh, in that sense. They would probably turn the jammer on before we talked.
That's between you and the GM.
No, it's... Forgot about the kid.
It's that important to you? You got one story point left.
No, it's not that important.
Actually, here's my question about cloning the card. You clone the card, you tear the original card apart, you can only buy stuff online.
Yeah.
What are you buying and where are you picking it up?
I mean, it would give us, we could get plane tickets.
Plane tickets, we can get a car, we can get food.
How?
Carvana.
DoorDash. Grubhub.
DoorDash, Grubhub,
Amazon. Amazon has a place where you can have things delivered to like outside of grocery stores and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Cobra or whoever is going to know exactly where we're going to be.
Yeah.
At least with the original card, they don't know where they know where we were. They don't know where we're at and going to be.
Unless there's a tracking device in it.
And to offset, they're going to know where we're going to be. We could also ordering something off Amazon, say, and sending it to down the road. We could also make another order off Amazon, send it to another location that we're not going to. Just throw them off our track. You know what I'm saying?
Go buy a Bugatti.
Okay.
So there's ways around it.
It's hard to buy a Bugatti in the United States.
Hard. Not impossible.
Things are much easier with the Black MX.
There's only 5 of them imported into the United States every year. So even at 20 years, you've only got 100 of them in the United States.
Well, yeah. It doesn't have to be new, I guess.
We're starting to run into a time crunch. So what are we doing?
We're cloning the card.
Clone it.
Tearing it apart. Tearing the original one apart.
All right. Give me a technology roll.
24.
The card is not bugged in any way. It's a completely normal card.
Son of a bitch. No Bugatti. Well, let's start ordering stuff.
Well, we've only got 12 hours, so we need to start. We need to make a list.
Okay. That can be done all off camera. I don't care about what you're buying. I want to know the basic plan.
Yeah. So we're going to call in, tell them what happened, tell them what we're going to do, and then we're going to call Cobra and sign up.
Who are you calling on the Joes?
Torque.
Okay. He's like, oh, you know, God, footage looks real. It's weird.
Yeah. I'm not sure how they pulled it off, but Cobra pulled it off.
Okay.
Extensive Enterprises wants to hire us.
No.
So we're going to play along.
Okay.
And you're going to run this information all the way up to General Lafitte so he knows what's going on when this all blows up.
I got you. Okay. It's going to take me about 14 hours to get there because there's no communication with the pit right now. So
yeah, do what you got to do.
Cell phone's on. I got a charger and my cigarette lighter. So
okay. Tell Chuckles we said hi.
Good luck.
Thanks. And then I will call the phone number.
Mine picks up on the first ring. And he says, Greystone, how are you, my friend?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Much better now that you're
cool. No, Greystone is dead.
Meh. A name's a name.
I'm much better now that you've called.
As good as any other name.
Let's meet so we can discuss your benefits package.
We should do that. New Orleans tomorrow?
That'll be it.
And I'll pick a hotel or a casino. Casino.
Okay. He's like, you are pre-checked in any room on the top 2 floors. Take your pick.
All right. We'll see you then.
Click.
Click. All right, boys.
Is there any lollygagging until the drive to New Orleans?
I don't have any.
No, let's get there.
Okay. I'm going to gloss over some stuff so I can end on the cliffhanger. So you drive to New Orleans, and you go to one of the casinos there. I'm going to look those up real quick and just pick one at random. Meridian, New Orleans. Yeah, that one. Looks very nice. $129 a night.
Whatever. It's a 4-hour drive.
So, you get there. You check in. Everyone, or the counter staff, like, knows you on sight. You are Mr. Greystone and Mr. Thorne and Mr. Bash. And you are treated like $1 million a day VIP high rollers. Take your bags. When you say you don't have bags, I was like, we'll send up a tailor, escort you to your room, a intern, what the hell, bellboy, there's the word, brings in 2 bottles of champagne pre-chilled in the little ice bucket things. And
what's the rest of your other drink?
Fully stocked mini bar, you know, not the low-end candy bars, like the full-size Snickers candy bars.
Ooh.
I know, right? And, yeah, they bring in fresh towels while you're standing there, and you are made to feel like you are the most important people in this hotel right now. The maitre d' gives you his card with his personal cell phone number on it and asks if there's anything he can do for you before he leaves your divine company.
No, I'm good.
No.
So they leave. You're given about 30 seconds to absorb your surroundings. You're in like the penthouse suite. So you've got window, you know, floor to ceiling windows on three sides with a view of the city and the few other casinos that are in this neighborhood. And, you know, they try and make it bright lights and glitzy, but, you know, it's New Orleans. There really aren't that many tall buildings here. And you're given just enough time to basically set down your baggie full of Twizzlers and cheap T-shirts. And there's a knock at the door.
Mr. Bash, do you want to get it or should one of us?
Is it housekeeping?
Well, she doesn't say housekeeping. It's just a knock.
I'm going to stand by the side of the door with my gun.
Okay.
And let someone, one of the other guys open it.
I'll open it.
Okay. Paolo comes in along with one other of the male triplets and one of the female triplets. Other than Paolo, you really can't tell them apart. And another man comes in. Pretty sure it's a man. Smallish, 5'10", 5'11". Has a very thick leather trench coat on because all dramatic bad guys do. He sweeps in and Paolo says, "Welcome, Joes. Well, I should get out of the habit of calling you that. We'd like to welcome you to Extensive Enterprises, and we hope that our partnerships will be long and fruitful for everyone involved. We have brought our new chief financial officer with us. We thought it would be a good time for you to get to know each other. I will turn it over to him." Dramatic trench coat boy drops his trench coat, and he's dressed in kind of a green motif that, if you know, you were a high school design major, you would say kind of blends Serpentor's armor with Cobra Commander's like mirrored faceplate battle suit. He says, "Good evening, gentlemen. My name is..." Dramatic pause. "What's a Quaddle?" "The Chief Financial Officer of Extensive Enterprises and your benefactor."
Thank you for listening in to this adventure. Join us bi-weekly as the battle against Cobra continues. Also, listen to the other G.I. Joe shows on this network. G.I. Joe, a Real American Headcast, covers the original adventures of the Real American Hero team, both the Larry Hama comic and the Sunbow cartoon. Then, over on Bravo Team, General Head and Articulated Chad look at all the other aspects of the G.I. Joe universe. G.I. Joe and all related characters and names are trademarked by Hasbro. We at the Headcast Network claim no rights of ownership other than our thoughts presented. Everything else is owned by Hasbro. We're just really big fans sharing our love of G.I. Joe. Check out the G.I. Joe comics from Marvel Comics, Devil's Due Publishing, and currently IDW Publishing. And if you're enjoying the game we're playing, why don't you check out RenegadeGameStudios.com, buy the game, and play with your friends. And remember to join us in 2 weeks as the adventure continues.